integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
More energy. Doesn't that mean you need more food, more exercise, more? Actually, when you study the human frame, it works opposite. More energy on less food and less exercise. Now, we're not saying to immediately cut everything back because you're going to feel better. What we're saying is the type of exercise, how it's condensed and formulated, is more important than just an abundance of exercise. Holly and I have talked about how we've taken our exercise routines from hours down to under an hour, and we've gotten much more effect. Same thing can work with food. It's not about more food for more energy. It's about right foods at the right time. I am joined with Holly Lucille, doctor, state of California, as well as in the, I believe it's not the Golden Girls division, but it is the older woman's division of CrossFit.
It's the Masters.
And is getting ready for the competition. I'm glad they don't call it Golden Girls, but you are wearing some type of gold outfit to show your age.
Gold lame leggings, as well as we have t-shirts that say, no, it's the Masters. And I love when people confuse the Masters with elite, because it's true. The Masters means it's like, you're old, dude.
I know. It's not that you would think that. It's interesting. It must have sat around like, what can we call this division? But when you're, I mean, you're Holly. I just have to say this. You're in the best shape of. I've known you for probably 17 years. You're in the best shape I've ever seen you. Your energy is the best I've ever seen it. You got the vibrance. You got the glow. The health is there. Is it these standards of eating less food, but eating it in patterns in the type of exercise that you're doing it and always getting away from the more thing. How did you get to where you're at right now?
It's a great question. And I got to tell people, you know, I did an interview on Arthur Cade. He's a celebrity interviewer in New York, and he went right down deep, and I loved it. And he talked about, hey, your personality seems pretty, you know, like it's in everything you do. You know, what's that about? And I was like, you know what? I think the way that no matter what you do in this world, the way that really resonates with people is complete humility. And I have to tell you, I have been humiliated over and over and over again. And I've also humiliated myself. Well, that's pretty much how it happens. But I got it wrong. I got this diet stuff wrong so much in my life. And I mean, anywhere from disordered eating to completely hanging on to fads and completely hanging on to things that get in your mind that you think just because you heard it maybe from somebody who you adore or love, you know, that you just. And so here's some of the things that I really want people to guard against when it comes to our modern day and wanting to have more energy and lose weight, because I see it all the time. People will like, okay, I'll start on Monday. So they get up, they hardly eat anything, if they eat anything. They go through the day and then still it's like, I'll grab some more coffee. I'm really, really busy. Okay, this is cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating calories. This is going to be great. Guess what? You get done with your day, you get home. Two things happen. You are so hungry because all of a sudden you've stopped. The feelings start to come because all of a sudden mm-hmm. you stopped. So guess what? Food is no longer food. Food is a satiating drug. It is, and you eat way too much of it. And guess what also happens? Your metabolism is like a fire, okay? And what happens when it just burns out and then you put a big log on it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That log is just going to sit there. And when you eat like that, that's what happens. The best way, I think, to have a little bit of weight loss and more energy is you fuel yourself. It's like putting kindling on the fire smaller mm-hmm. times throughout the day, frequently, okay? Two and a half hours. Does a couple things. It increases your metabolism. It keeps your adrenals stable, too, because your blood sugar just to keep stable. So it's awesome. And then the other thing that I see people doing is, yeah, I exercise. I walk 45 minutes on the treadmill. Well, you know what your body is saying? They're like, I got that. I got it. I'm here mm-hmm. to take care of you, and I'm here to adapt. And when you first walked 45 minutes on the treadmill, I was like, that kind of was weird, and that I needed to get used to it. But guess what? I'm really used to it now. And your heart rate, I won't even let it get up. And I'm not certainly going to burn any energy because I got this. I got this one. That's what it's saying. So when people go from thinking that it's just eating less of what they're eating, okay, even if it's edible products instead of food, and exercising more is the key to weight loss, it's just not anymore.
Yeah, it's not, I ran right into this. One of the things that When I was practicing very intensely
for
15 years, what did you mean by what hurt?
You said it, you ran right into it, and I said, did it hurt?
You have to come with a code book sometimes, Holly.
Sorry.
I got it. Moving
it's
on,
the airwaves. People.
I was going to talk about how I got fat not eating. I have a real point here, but the
talk about how you got fat. Talk about
how I got fat. How I got fat. How I got fat was skipping meals. I get focused, and I wanted my whole life when I was a kid to be able to focus, and so I worked on it, and I worked on it because I could just never focus on anything and finish ideas, and I'd interrupt, and I'd pay half attention. I'd read a sentence, and I got, you know, half of the words, and then I thought I knew the whole sentence and just looked dumb. And so I learned how to focus, and it went to the opposite direction where I would get to my office at 8 in the morning, 7:30, whatever, and then at 7 o'clock at night, I hadn't eaten anything. I hadn't gone to the bathroom, barely drank any water. I just would roll right through that. And I put on weight. And one of the things I had to commit to doing was eating lunch and snacking a little during the day. And when I did that, I started to drop weight immediately. Two things happened. One is when I used to come home, when my sort of cortisol day rush would come, you know, sort of washing down out of my body, I would get hungry. And it didn't matter. You could put 8 plates of food in me. I was dangerous at buffets. I mean, it would just eat and eat and eat till it did. But the other thing is that I never felt full, no matter what. The few times I did eat, I never felt full. And it went to right where cortisol does, belly fat. I mean, that's exactly where it went. So I forced myself to start eating a meal at lunch and doing an little morning snack, maybe an apple at 2 or 3 o'clock, and my weight came down. My lunch portion, kind of the small salad with a little bit of protein on it, like a piece of fish or some chicken. Nothing much, but just enough. And I'll tell you, Holly, I can feel cortisol coming down. I could feel it. I could feel even all the inflammatory states in my body that were flared up because of cortisol and all that stuff. And my sleep got better. And that's the one thing, it's very hard to belay to patients that you're going to have to eat at the right times and not skip meals. Skipping meals, it just, there's this endocrine reaction to it where you just start to drop, or you start to gain weight and store everything that you can later. So yes, I got fat, and now I'm not as fat. I wouldn't call myself thin. I'm working. I got to my other pair of jeans, though, Holly, just to let you know about
it. I think you look amazing.
Thank you. I am not ready for CrossFit, though. I am not ready for CrossFit. I am utterly impressed with you. No, I mean, I'm joking with it a little bit, but I mean, you only started this a couple of years ago, and you're in a Masters tournament now, right? Or even a year ago? How long have you been doing this?
A year ago. Yeah, a year ago. And in it's just a year ago. And the thing with CrossFit is it's just being fit across many different aspects. And so it's like running, yes, but endurance, about agility, it's about strength, it's about flexibility, it's about being able to, so it's a blend of running, it's a blend of Olympic lifting, it's a blend of gymnastics. It's just so much fun. And guess what? You can have an incredible workout with something. What happens during high intensity, so we're talking about getting off the treadmill, and quite honestly, if you don't have a treadmill, if you just have a hill, walk up it, walk down it, walk up it, walk down it. We're talking about increasing and screwing with your heart rate, decreasing, screwing with your heart rate. It increases something called Vmax, okay? VO2 and Vmax, which basically increases something called post-exercise oxygen consumption. And all you need to know about that, listeners, is that you are going to burn fat for the rest of the day, yeah, way beyond your workout. And so you can have an effective workout in 15 minutes or less. Just, you got to learn how.
More energy on less food and less exercise. We're talking about bringing that exercise down from an hour to 30 minutes and doing it right. Doing it with high intensity, variable heart rates, and stretching in the middle of it to keep you healthy. Talking about maybe 4 to 6 small meals a day versus 1 or 2 big ones. That's how your weight stays good and you stay well at Radio MD.